ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. கிஷ்கிந்த காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 39, தி மங்கி ஹோஸ்ட்ஸ். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. ஹி ஃபாண்ட்லி எம்பிரேஸ் சுக்ரீவா ஹூ ஸ்போக் தஸ் அண்ட் செட், தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிளவுட்ஸ் காசஸ் தெம் டு போர் டவுன் தி வெல்கம் ரெயின்ஸ், தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் டே டிஸ்பெல்ஸ் தி பிளைண்டிங் டார்க்னஸ், தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் நைட் gladdens the heart of all creatures with his cool rays. But do you wonder at it? Even so, good men and noble like yourself forget not their duties to their friends. It comes to you naturally and excites no wonder. Full well do I know that you are ever of sweet speech. With you by my side, I fear not the whole creation embattled against me. I have no other friend but you. I have no other mate but you. From you alone do I expect help. Once in the far past, Anuhlada the Daitya and Indra the lord of Devas were suitors for the hand of Paulomi, the daughter of the Asura Puluman. But the father treacherously connived at Anuhlada's abducting his girl. Indra was mightily wroth at it, slew him out of hand and brought back his bride. Even like Anuhlada, the wicked Ravana has spirited away my Sita, and with your help I will slay him of a truth. My arrows shall deal out unto him the fate that Puluman received at the hands of Indra. Even as he spoke, the fierce rays of the noonday sun grew dull, clouds of dust covered the sky, the quarters dimmed, hills and dales, woods and groves, lakes and rivers, the very earth itself quaked in affright. Then, like moving mountains, the monkey hosts dashed in with fierce looks and cruel teeth and claws and ranged themselves around their monarch, and the earth was hid from view by them. In the twinkling of an eye, the monkey hosts stood arrayed as far as the eye could see under their captains and generals. Rivers, mountains, seas and forests were the home of some. Others shone resplendent even as a rising sun. Yet others were lovely to look at like the bright moon. Yet others were of graceful hue like the filaments of the lotus. Yet others were of spotless white. Yet others proudly ranged over the slopes of the Mount Meru. Of them, Shatabali led 10,000 kotis. Sushena, the father of Tara, was followed by 100 kotis. Tara, the father of Ruma, commanded 1,000 kotis. Kesari of high estate among his fellows led countless kotis. He blazed like the morning sun and his body was of the color of the lotus filaments. Gavaksha had 1,000 kotis, Dhumra had 2,000 kotis, Panasa 3 kotis of frightful monkeys, all tried veterans, Neela 10 kotis, Gavai like unto a golden mountain brought 5 kotis, Darimukha was followed by 1,000 kotis, Mahinda and Vivida, the twin sons of Ashwinis, led a similar contingent, Gaja had 3 kotis, Jambavan, the nester of the monkey world, led 10 kotis of bears, Rumanva brought 100 kotis, Gandhamandana had 10 lakhs of kotis, and Angada, the prince and heir apparent, led 1,000 padmas and 100 shankas, which is 10,000 lakhs of kotis. Tara, another one of the same name, led 5 kotis. Indrajanu brought 11 kotis. Rambha commanded 11,100 kotis. Durmukha owned 2 kotis. Hanuman led 1,000 kotis. Nala led 100,000 kotis. Dadimukha, whose nephew was Sugriva, Sharaba, Kumuda, Vahni and Ramha, each led 10 kotis, and many a monkey lord and general brought his count of countless kotis. It was past human might to count them aright. The whole monkey creation was there, changing their shapes at will, leaping and jumping, roaring and flashing around Sugriva, even as fleet clouds around the sun. The sky and the earth was hid from view by them. Then they stood in serried ranks, and the generals spoke their names to Sugriva over joint palms. There were some who had the privilege of approaching him. Sugriva introduced them to Rama in all humility and, turning to them, said, "Camp these my forces on mountains, torrents, and other likely places. Such of you as know them best, go round and find out who have come, who have stayed, and bring me quick report." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.